This is a public rulemaking hearing of the New Mexico General Services Department. This hearing will please come to order at 9:03 a.m. on June 2nd, 2022 in State Purchasing Division's bid room on the first floor of the Montoya Building at 1100 St. Francis Drive, Santa Fe, New Mexico, to hear public comments regarding proposed introduction of Title I, Chapter 4, Part 1, and Title I, Chapter 4, Part 10 of the New Mexico Administrative Code. I'm the State Purchasing Agent of the General Services Department, State Purchasing Division, and I will preside over this hearing. My name is Mark Hayden. If members of the audience have not already done so, please sign on the attendance sheet at the door. This hearing is being conducted pursuant to the provisions of Section 917.5 sub E, New Mexico Statutes Annotated 1978, the General Services Department Act, as well as State Rules Act Section 1.24.25 of the New Mexico Administrative Code. That generally requires a public hearing to be held to allow interested persons a reasonable opportunity to give their views regarding proposed additions or amendments to or repeal of any rule or regulation under the department's authority. This hearing is being audio recorded. If anyone would like an audio recording of today's hearing, please contact me after the hearing. Copies of the proposed rules were available through State Purchasing's legal office and on the department's web page for review and comment by interested persons prior to today's hearing. Copies of the proposed rules are also available at the table and at the door of this room. We will proceed with the hearing, entering exhibits into the record, summarizing the changes of the proposed rules, and taking comments from those members of the audience wishing to comment. Once we have received any and all testimony, I will close the hearing record. For the record, I need to state two legal items. First, rules become effective upon publication in the New Mexico Register. Second, the legal standard that we need to, quote, inform the public, end quote, of our reasoning when we choose to amend our rule, comments on the record if it explains our reasoning satisfies this legal standard. We remind those providing comments that this hearing is being audio recorded. No person shall speak until they have been recognized and invited to speak. I ask that before providing comments, you identify yourself and who you represent. Please identify yourself by name each and every time you speak. Please speak loudly and clearly so that what you are saying can be recorded. And I may also ask follow-up questions of those providing public comment. As the hearing officer, I may limit comments that are irrelevant or unduly repetitious. We will take written and verbal comments, suggestions, questions, clarifications, etc., after the proposed rule is presented. Any person wishing to comment and submit exhibits with his or her comments today shall do so when he or she is recognized to speak. At that time, those exhibits will be numbered and marked and entered into the record of today's hearing. At this time, all relevant exhibits will be entered into the official record. Exhibit number one, the proposed rule 1.4.10 NMAC as published for public comment. Paul, we have that?
Right here.
Exhibit number two, the proposed new rule, a repeal and replace of 1.4.1 NMAC as published for public comment. Okay, we have that exhibit. Exhibit 3, the legal notice of this rules hearing published in the New Mexico Register on May 3rd, 2022, volume number 33, issue 9. We have that. Exhibit 4, the affidavit of the legal notice of this rule hearing published in the Santa Fe, New Mexican on April 25th, 2022, as required by Section 917.5 sub E, New Mexico Statutes Annotated 1978. We have the affidavit. Okay. Exhibit number 5. The attendance sheet will be marked as exhibit number 5 and entered into the record. Okay. While Paul's getting that, I will now summarize the contents of this proposed new section. The purpose of the change regarding 1.4.10 New Mexico Administrative Code is a renumbering of the formal rule number 2.40.2 New Mexico Administrative Code. This was required by a change in statute which moved the Contracts Review Bureau and all their functions from the Department of Finance and Administration to the General Services Department. This change occurred pursuant to Section 6, Chapter 153 of Laws 2019. As this change placed the Contracts Review Bureau and all its functions under the General Services Department, the latter felt no urgency in renumbering the rule until this time, when it is being done in order to place it under Title I of the New Mexico Administrative Code, along with the other rules affecting the General Services Department, State Purchasing Division. Other than renumbering, there are no substantive changes being made to this rule. The purpose of the changes to Rule 1.4.1 New Mexico Administrative Code is to repeal and replace the former rule of that number with the new rule of the same number in order to comport with recent statutory changes, most specifically the changes in preferences, as well as to update certain parts that have become meaningless or inefficient due to new technology such as telegraphing and faxing, for example. The specific substantive and formulaic changes to 1.4.1 New Mexico Administrative Code are as follows. 1. Various typographical and formulaic changes in keeping with the prescribed state records and archives format, as well as cleanup of repetitive or misused language, for example, offerer for bidder and vice versa, etc. Number 2, the removal of certain definitions which are already contained in statute and an inclusion of new definitions for competitive process, sealed, as well as clarification for the definition of bidder. 1.4.1.11 was clarified to better comport with statute and case law. Number 4, subsection D of 1.4.1.16 was clarified to encompass electronic bid filings and the fact that State Purchasing Division has moved to more electronic-based processes, and several similar changes were also made to reflect this change. Number 5, subsection B of 1.4.1.17 was clarified to encompass electronic notifications of bids, and several similar changes were also made to reflect this change. 1.4.1.17 was changed to reference the statute in lieu of repeating it. Several similar changes were also made in this regard. 1.4.1.18 had clarifying changes made to the language without substantive change. Subsection H of 1.4.1.24 was clarified to reflect current electronic processes. 1.4.1.25 was changed to reflect the statute instead of repeating it, especially as these preferences recently change and could foreseeably change in the future. 1.4.1.26 was changed for the same reasons. Subsection 2 of subsection C of 1.4.1.30 was rewritten to better reflect the actual processes that take place in evaluating a request for proposals. Subsection B of 1.4.1.32 was clarified to better reflect actual State Purchasing Division and agency processes. 1.4.1.33 contains additional language to recommend that pre-proposal conferences not be made mandatory so as to eliminate prospective offerers, but should be held if truly needed. 1.4.1.41 was clarified to make best and final offers more acceptable. 1.4.1.43 contains some clarifying language, as does 1.4.1.45. 1.4.1.47 contains clarifying language since Contracts Review Bureau was moved from the Department of Finance and Administration to the General Services Department, State Purchasing Division. 1.4.1.48 through 1.4.1.52 had language changes in order to make them reflective of statute rather than repeating statute, especially since small purchase amounts are sometimes changed by the legislature. 1.4.1.54 through 1.4.1.57 contains the most substantive changes in the replacement, as they encompass the statutory requirements for local public bodies to post sole source procurements on the state purchasing agent's website. See 13-1-126.1 New Mexico statutes annotated 1978. 1.4.1.59 was changed to reflect statute instead of repeating it in regard to emergency procurements. 1.4.64 was changed to reflect the required retention periods as set forth by state records and archives instead of repeating it. Section B of 1.4.1.87 was changed to better reflect the actual processes of state purchasing division, as was subsection C of 1.4.1.89. 1.4.1.94 adds language to make it the responsibility of every entity to keep the State Purchasing Division's CPO website up to date with the most current information for that entity, and also clarifies that only an employee can serve as an entity CPO, as well as stating such duties that can be delegated under certain circumstances. Those are the changes. Now I will mention that General Service Department received no written public comments during the public comment period. At this time, I will accept verbal comments from the audience. Please state your name and affiliation and limit repetitive comments. Hearing none, if there is nothing further, or if no one has anything else to add to the comments and discussion of the proposed rules, I will call an end to the public comment at today's hearing. The public is informed that the final adopted rules will become effective on the date they are published in the New Mexico Register. The record of this hearing is now closed, and I thank everyone for their time and comment today. The time is 9:14 a.m.